It's Tuesday, finally the day we've all been waiting for, proof that Rob in China is happening.
This September, meet the future Mr. and Mrs. Kardashian.
I fell in love with you because I know how good you are and how loyal you are.
Are you still texting bitches? Yes or no?
Are you ready to be a daddy?
That's what I always wanted. Trying to get back out to life. It's a big change.
There you go. September 11th, it premieres.
Are you going to be hooked in?
No. I don't foresee that being a problem. I liked Rob Kardashian. I think I watched the first season or two of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I liked him because he just clowned on them. But then he got fat and sad and went away, and I'm like, well, you're still the funny one.
But now he's back. And there was actually last week, there was a story saying that that show wasn't going to happen because he wasn't...
Because they were fighting so much. When has a show ever featured two people specifically that ended well? It did never. Kendra and Hank, that didn't end well. I think it was just called Kendra. Mm-hmm. He ends up in bed with a transvestite. She throws her ring in the gutter and then stays with them. I'm like, go pick your ring up.
I think the only one I can think that probably is still okay is, and I know my daughter loves that show, Chrisley Knows Best on USA.
That's okay because he's not into her to begin with. She's a beard. That's what we refer to as a beard. You cannot watch that show and tell me he's into chicks.
Maisie loves that show. She binge watches it. She really likes it.
It is good. He's a funny dude.
There he is.
He's probably just into other funny guys as well.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying be you.
That's true.
Some sad news for the area. Fairways owner Willis Ducker, he passed away unexpectedly as well. He owns Fairways and then a place in Dover.
He used to be Bubba's.
I forget what it is now.
Was it Renaissance? I think it was Will
Renaissance?
Renaissance or Will D's. I don't know.
Say that again?
Renaissance. Whatever. That's only been a recent purchase as well. It's only been over the last, like, three or four months, I think.
I'm wondering if his family will keep them, because it's a lot of work.
No.
Owning a bar, people think it's, you're going to come in and pop bottles, and that's not how it works at all. It's exhausting.
Yeah. An average person who runs their own bar probably works anything probably like 16, 17, 18 hours a day. It's a lot.
And you have a high turnover rate for employees in those. You tend to in those situations. I've worked in different areas. I imagine it's exhausting constantly having to train new people, find people who are sticking with you for the long time.
So it's interesting to see if there's any family members who are already working at those establishments or not.
Ronnie just hit us up on Facebook. He said, Renaissance, you know her?
Shut up, Ronnie. No one asked you.
School starting, your daughter, 13 years old. Yeah. School starting for her, what, next week?
Next Tuesday.
So have you done back to school shopping?
Yeah, it's done.
It's done already?
It's done.
Do you get a list? You need to, like, 5-star binders were it when I was a kid. When I was in 7th grade, you had a 5-star zipper binder.
I think she got some new binders and stuff. But I don't think they have to bring glue sticks in and stuff like that now because she's 8th grade. I haven't seen those. I haven't seen any of those kind of lists.
If you need glue sticks for 8th grade, my advice is never graduate.
But it's always been one of those things that normally, like back to school, you always got to get the scissors and then the Clorox wipes, and there's a whole list of different things.
Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
Why Clorox wipes?
I don't know.
What are they wiping up?
I don't know what they're wiping up. But there was always on the list. There would be things like that and tissues and all sorts of different things.
Yeah, bring your own tissues in?
Mm-hmm.
So what are teachers complaining about? What do they buy? If you have to bring your own Clorox wipes and tissues in, what's the problem?
Yeah, that's been a thing that we've had to do in previous years. But the one thing, because Maisie is in Milford School District, and that's they have uniform there. So, and that kind of... I like the idea because, like, all the kids are kind of the same, so it doesn't make it awkward for kids. But it's a challenge to buy the uniform because you have to pick certain colors. So
are the colors?
They can have a maroon.
With khaki pants.
Yeah, and khaki pants and stuff. But the thing is, it's one of those things that trying to find those items. We're looking over the weekend, like. They're hard colours to get. I don't know why. Like, there's a lot of, like, dark pants. Khaki pants were hard to find. And then trying to find, like, maroon, like, polo shirts and stuff was a challenge as well.
Weird.
Yeah, very weird. When
does school start for you? Is your back-to-school shopping done? You can tweet at Petch, name your 424-1234 to be part of the show.